you, Lord. This is Easter Sunday, March the 12th, 2020.
April.
Oh, I don't want to go back to March the 12th. Good Lord. I was thinking March the 12th, this before all this madness started. I'm going to start with a prophet's corner uncut this morning. Kind of encourage us. The title of it is A Total Reset. This morning, the Lord gave me a cartoon before the movie. Sometimes he does that when I'm getting ready. You know, I study all week and I think I'm done. And then when I'm getting ready for the service, he starts dropping me some. You know, he's kind of like Q. You know, I know Q was born in the mind of God because that's kind of the way the Lord talks. This is kind of FYI. The Lord began, Betty and I were talking about, well, there was a video came out. You might have watched it, Out of the Shadows. Well, it's a very good one to watch, and it's a very good one, especially someone that wants to know the overall scope of the propaganda that was used to control the masses and the pedophilia and all this kind of stuff, and the movies in Hollywood being part of it. We were talking about the Wizard of Oz, and this morning the Lord began to speak to me about the Wizard of Oz. The man behind the curtain. Wait a minute, make sure I got him in the right order. Yeah. The man behind the curtain was used to, through the media source at that time, to terrorize the people. The wizard. He was the big and powerful Oz, or the great and powerful Oz, but when the little dog pulled back the curtain, it's just this little grandfatherly little man. Do you know that only 1% of the population of the world, 1% is elite. 99% are not. That's how the odds are stacked against them. The cowardly lion. There we are. We've been the cowardly lion. Afraid to confront the great and powerful Oz, even though as the church we've been given all power and all authority. We're ruling and reigning with him. We might as well get to learning it right now because we're fixing to usher in 1,000 years of peace. And that's the kind of rule there'll be. If you don't know how to rule and reign, you won't be a part of it. It doesn't mean you won't live. No longer is the wicked hidden. The wickedness has been exposed. The curtain has been pulled back. The wicked witch was after the ruby slippers. The wicked witch was after the ruby slippers. Do you not hear from there? Adrenochrome. Child sacrifice. The shoes, there's a picture, and it's been out there for several years now, and it's got most of the elites, the really skanky ones. And they're all wearing red shoes. And the story is those shoes are made out of human skin, especially children. The red ruby slippers of the witch. Who's the witch? Ding dong, the witch is dead. I won't mention the name. Child sacrifice. They were after Dorothy. The wicked witch was after Dorothy, and she's all of her monkeys, her goons, she's, you know, sicked on Dorothy to try to get the ruby slippers, the adrenochrome. And she melted, you know, she ended up melting because she didn't get her adrenochrome. The picture of elite, okay, and also there's a high leader in a religious system that also always wears red shoes. Okay, I won't mention that. Okay, anyway, ding dong, the witch is dead. She got melted. It's odd that the Lord's been speaking to me about the clean hands, cleaning hands deal. I know there's something significant. Because the president kept pushing the washing the hands. We're going to look at that. He who has a clean hands and a pure heart. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Another thing, the White Hats wanted to flood the dumbs all over the United States, and there's many of them. One, there's a couple of them that go 800 miles deep, if you think that's even possible. Most of them go 20, 30 miles down into the earth. They wanted to flood the dumbs to take them all out. But they felt like that it would disrupt the ocean currents and things, and it would mess things up if they did, so they have to go in hand-to-hand combat, as in the days of Noah. The flood. They wanted to flood. They wanted to kill all of them. Nasty Nephilim creature, whatever you want to call them, add whatever name you want to them. They're demonic. Whatever they are, I don't care. Don't care to know. I just know they're subject to us in the name of Jesus. I know for a fact, and some of the study that I've done, that these people talk about, if you work in an underground dump, you are not allowed to say the name of Jesus because it causes our ETs pain. When I heard that, I thought, Jesus! That's what I wanted to do. Just shout it through the streets. Just get a megaphone like in Mars. What was the Mars attacks? The yodeling, you know, song, the old country song, killed all the Martians. Well, this is what's going to kill them. Jesus being shouted. The blood being applied. Okay. Be careful not to spread disinformation. A lot of people have gotten very presumptuous about what's going to happen, when the arrests are happening, if they're happening, and what Q has said is it can discredit the movement. By doing that, Q made clear this week that the arrests are not coming until the D-class drops. That's the start, how he put it. It's the start. That doesn't mean there hasn't been arrests. I know there has been. I know there's been drug trafficking. Even the president himself in one of his pressers talked about that they were taking out drug cartels and trying to the drug stuff. And he also brought up human trafficking, women and children human trafficking. So he knows there are arrests. Those kind of things are being done. And there's been arrests all along on a small scale. But the big dogs, whenever the D-class drops, then Huber, or is it Durham? Durham. He will they've already got, when they unseal the indictment, then they issue arrest, and then they arrest them, and then they go immediately to trial. And there was a list of them. Some are going to be in civilian courts. Some are not. Okay. This mission is being carried out for the human and drug traffickers to be taken out. These are the strong arm of the deep state. And the main mission is comfort and mercy for the rescued children. Okay. So nobody's, well, I thought arrest is going to happen. I'm just all mad now. No, we don't. There's a plan in place. And the plan has to come. It was C before D, child rescue before D class. So that's what's been going on. Okay, total reset. Lord said, you are experiencing a total reset. This is what it means to reset, to set again or to renew. I'm resetting everything all over the world. Yes, it is me. You know, we hear a lot of hype, and I get really disgusted with patriots that push fear-mongering and talk about they're going to come in and take our freedoms away and the UN armies are going to come in and beat on our doors and rip our children. I just clicked them off. I'm thinking, you are not rightly discerning your times. You're just not rightly discerning the times. You don't discern what God is doing. That's why I quit listening to some even Christian news sources, because they were so dead-gum negative. It was always about the judgment of God, judgment on us. Yeah. I'm resetting everything all over the world. Yes, it is me. Fear not. In any reset, there is a bumpy ride. We're experiencing a bumpy ride. Just as in natural birth, there is labor, it is bumpy and painful. The birth phase. I heard this after the Lord gave me this on Monday morning. I heard that word transition all through the week, coming out of different people's mouths. The birth phase, called transition, is the bumpiest and the hardest of the labor right before birth. Here is where you are. It is happening, it is happening all over the earth. Don't get out of sorts because I'm doing this. You know, we can say, well, you know, they're taking our rights away. And the only one that can do it, for the corruption has penetrated the whole earth. It runs deep, just like in the days of Noah. Now I wanted to turn to Matthew 27 here for a minute. Honestly, and I'll just put it out there and you can do with it what you want, pray about it, or I honestly believe when he got into office, they hauled all of men and gave him an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. And I think they're playing their roles. Because you're thinking, how can these people be so nasty and so awful? They're playing a role. Because they may get a lighter death sentence or a lighter, if they're traitors, high treason death sentence. Regular traitors, probably life in prison. Yeah. And that makes me feel a little better that we're just watching them play. Because could anybody be as nasty as Nancy Pelosi? Yeah. I'm just going, I have never seen... But what is it doing? It's exposing to the world these people don't care about you. Mm-hmm. They care about giving aid to illegals and the American worker that's hurting right now because they haven't been able to work. They stop it. What is it doing? It's exposing. It appears one way. They're just being mean and they hate us and they want to kill us, depopulate us like Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. It makes it look like it's that way, but I believe God's in it because it's showing people, especially people that don't have a clue. Yeah. It's showing them the creatures are coming to the swamp and their true character, they can't hide behind a facade anymore. The curtain has been drawn back. Okay, Matthew 27, 15. Okay, I'm wondering why I put this here. Okay, we're going to read it. I put it here, so it must be for a reason. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Sounds like the fake news, doesn't it, kind of? It's the fake news of Jesus' day. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, rather of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all... say unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather atonement was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. I believe right now a message is being sent. The president's not so germophobic as he's been accused of being. I believe he's saying, you better get your hands clean. You better get your hands clean because we're coming. And nothing can stop what's coming. He's giving them a last appeal. So trust my plan. My trumpet does not bear the sword for nothing. This is Romans 13. Verse 4. Who art art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth. Well, that's not right. Sorry, that's 14. 13, 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That is what Donald Trump was ordained, born into this world for, as a modern day Cyrus. What did Cyrus do? He went in. He went in, drained the swamp first, the moat around the city. They went in underneath, snuck in, overthrew Babylon. He gave all the stolen property that they had stolen from the Israelites back to him and released them so they could go rebuild Israel, Jerusalem, the temple. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Do you ever wonder why he provokes the creatures? It's like he's standing at the cages and he's got a stick and he's going, rrr. I know I saw this, it was a meme. It was a big old, it was a lion and a monkey sneaking up behind him with a stick. He's going to hit that lion. Who do you think is going to win? It ain't going to be the monkey. Okay, Psalms 24. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. In the Septuagint, it reads a little different. It talks about innocent. Where it says clean, it says innocent hands, blameless, clean, clear, exempted, free, and guiltless. Clean hands and a pure heart. I had a picture here. When I saw this, it triggered it again for me. Clean hands. He's not talking about soap. He's not talking about hand sanitizer, which they hoard too. I hate that stuff anyway. There's nothing but pure alcohol on your skin. All right, thank you, Jesus. What you are experiencing is warfare. It feels horrible. It feels horrible. But it's warfare, and you need to view it as so. For you see, Satan does not want to let go of what he has controlled for 6,000 years. This is the destruction of the old guard. Since the garden, nearly 6,000 years, he has roughshod over the whole earth as the god of this world system. He is losing his position as god of this world. He won't give up without a fight. You already know that. Yes, Armageddon. Pray for ministers in the body of Christ. Some that I've come to esteem even a little, esteem. They're not discerning. They're not discerning the end times. And they're kind of speaking out those that are. There's so many that, for across the board, everybody's sensing this is time, it's time, it's time. And I thought maybe they're just old guard. Maybe they're not perceiving the kingdom age because they're not going to be where they are in that. Not that God doesn't love them, I don't mean that. They're always be God's children, but we have the time that God gives us. And when he says we're done, we're done. So pray for the body of Christ that they would rightly discern the times and they wouldn't get on the air and shout really against. It's really against to me. It's against God's plan. The last few times I've decided I'm not going to listen to anybody else, period, unless the Lord directly leads me to them because if they're not speaking what God's speaking, that's what disillusioned me in the first place was because None of the people that I had esteemed so highly and listened to for so many years, and they taught me a lot of things, were hearing anything God was saying to me. Mm-hmm. And it just upset me. I'm thinking, what's going on here, Lord? Well, I know. We're passing it over into the kingdom age. This is a new day. This is a new hour. This is a total reset. And if you've been doing it 40 years and plus, and you know, like a lot of them have, you're just going to do your same old, and yet, unless you're really on the cutting edge and you're listening. He is losing his position as God of this world. He won't give up without a fight. Yes, Armageddon. He is mustering all of his arsenal right now to take out the resistance. I thought about Star Wars. All the Star Wars trilogy. What's that about? The devil losing finally. You can see the black hats and the white hats. Fight, he will. Lose, he will. Yoda. This is QPO 1690. You're witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people, Q. Your best days are ahead. A world like you've never known. Take courage, for the best is yet to come. Satan has lost the battle for the earth. My church has prevailed. 1,000 years to rule and reign without interference. Just as in the days of Moses, I am purging. Or that was supposed to be Noah. I am purging the earth. And he really did that with Moses too. A purging took place. I know it was a bumpy ride and it's not over yet, but consider this. I was reading the story of Noah. I'm not going to read all those today. Genesis 6, 7, and 8. It shows how many months. I forget. It was over a year. They were in that ark. Now get a picture of this. Everybody's dead. And if you look out that window, all you see is water as far as you can go. Now we feel shut in our houses and feel like we're kind of on a rope and we can't go too far. But think about Noah. Think about, is God ever going to get us off this boat? But it saved their lives. You think you're sort of feeling confined? I got to thinking about, I saw a story about how they built the ark, that all the sewage drained down to the very bottom. You know, God did it good, because I'm thinking, animals stink. You know, they do. I saw it was a meme, and it was Noah, and he's standing here like this with his staff, and the snails are coming up. He said, take your time. You know, I'm thinking, look at all. A whole new world after the purge. I am with you and in you, taking care of you, will never leave you or forsake you. And I am in the fire with you, just like the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and Daniel in the lion's den. You are now in the transition. That's why it's been so rough.